I'm sitting in Eberbach, Germany, which is close to Heidelberg, at the end of today. I'm here with Dieter Weiss. We're actually staying in an amazing little, I think it's 400 or 500 year old hotel, and I'm looking at like raw wood beams that God knows how old they are above us. So it's quite a quaint kind of place we found ourselves in tonight, but that's not the important stuff. The important stuff, let me tell you what we're doing today. We visited with two more EMS here today in Germany. We visited with Cero in Rohrbach, Germany, and then we drove about an hour and a half, 2 hours to New Ways in Neukirchen, Germany. Both of those are, we had good tours with both companies, meeting with the management teams, facility tours, and ability to ask questions. And as I've indicated before, I'll be pulling together some profiles on all of these companies to publish on the site as soon as I get some free time to do so. Dieter, tell me about what you think. Let's start with Cero. Cero, tell people who they are for those who may not know.
Well, Cero is a little bit more than, 28 years old. We're founded by a person with the name of Schröder, and he sold the company in 2018 to a private equity combined with a management buyout, and the new management is now in place since 2019. We got to meet these people. Very nice and friendly people, the company looked great. I think it was clean, it was tidy, it was well organized. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Now, they actually have three facilities. So Cero's interesting in that after in 2018, the ownership change, 2019, the new management came in. They're a growing EMS. They've done two acquisitions. They did the one out of the Netherlands that has the facility in Slovakia. And then just, a month ago, they announced a pending acquisition that is yet to close, but is expected to close by end of the year, first quarter, in Florida, of all places. So, and I think you said that this is, size-wise, they're probably in the top 40 in Europe currently. So tell me some about their operations, their footprint, what you think of that.
Cero in the past was a bit too much focused on the automotive industry, mm-hmm. and they changed that by acquiring Solid Cemex earlier this year. Solid Cemex is a company headquartered in the Netherlands, but they have engineering operations in the Netherlands, and the production facilities are in Slovakia, and they have quite some good revenue size, which combined with Cero's revenue will bring them in total to more than 150 million euros in revenues for 2021. So that is a size which probably will bring them to a position within the top 40 of Europe. I think that is quite some smart moves they do there, and at the same time Solid Cemex had a different market mix. They were more in the industrial in the electronics, and they were in the medical electronics. And hey, you saw it as well. They have a funny product called the cow sensor, mm-hmm. And to me, that's a typical Dutch invention. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even so. The Netherlands are very much an industrialized nation, a very progressive nation. On the one hand, they still have a lot of agriculture. They have dairy industry, and this cow sensor was to me a typical Dutch product. Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting, you say, you know, the size matters in this industry more and more. And with them, and they even indicated that the combination and the new size that they're now attaining as they've acquired and put together these three different entities, although one hasn't closed, is starting to gain them some attention in the market too, right? So the people are starting to look at that. So I do think that Cerro did not know much about them before, was very impressed with the management team. They're very professional, very open, and they seem aggressive, right? That they know how to operate and they're planning for success here. So I think it's a good company to watch.
Definitely, the management has very strong and long-lasting relations with the customers, mm-hmm. And we've heard that before on
That's
our
a theme
previous
now,
trips
isn't it? Yeah.
to other companies as well, which I. Was made aware once again in the discussions with management, and even now their strategic move to acquire a company in Florida is based on discussions with their existing customers mm-hmm. who would love to see them being able to supply them products from the United States mm-hmm. to the customer who has operations in the United States as well.
Yeah.
So it's a good move. It makes Cerro more a global player mm-hmm. and absolutely perfect.
Yeah. So let's move on. I mean, after that, we had a nice drive through the Pfalz, the beautiful wine region of Germany. I have some memories there as a child. I had family in that area, so I had some nice memories I shared with you, but I won't share with on this recording. And then we went to Neunkirchen, and we visited with New Ways. Now, New Ways is actually a larger EMS, and I think you said they're in the top 10, maybe number 9 in Europe currently. Tell us, what did you think of that?
At the moment, we are seeing quite some changes within New Ways. For 2020, they have been number 9, followed closely up by Kartek, which with its revenues for 2020 were mm-hmm. On position 10. With the acquisition of Lasers in the early 2021 by Kartek, they will take over the position 9, and New Ways will probably land on position 10. At the same time, we have seen a company trying to acquire New Ways, that was VDL in the Netherlands, which is a relatively big company manufacturing buses and all kind of things. And in actual fact, VDL did buy a smaller PCB company earlier this year as well, which is TBP Electronics in the Netherlands. But the takeover of New Ways failed by VDL, and then a family office called Investors stepped in, and by now they have collected more than 98% of the shares, and it looks as if there is going to be a squeeze out for the remaining shares, mm-hmm. But we don't know it exactly as of now.
But they have a controlling share at 98% clearly, so they are certainly in the power position there. Okay, and is that what do you think that impact will have on New Ways as a company and their strategy moving forward?
That's always a good question, and you cannot compare a family office with private equity.
Right.
Family offices normally have longer lasting strategies, mm-hmm. whereas private equity are looking for fast profit, mm-hmm. Or at least in many cases look at fast profits. A family office is more conservative, so we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. You know, what struck me too is they have, New Ways has a facility in the United States as well, and one of the themes, I think it's in Milpitas, California, so just
exactly.
Outside San Jose there. And so both of them are clearly expanding their, I think that, I'm not sure how long that's been there, but the point being they have, NewWays has a good kind of a global network already, a footprint, and they both companies today indicated a desire to kind of grow the footprint in North America too. So what we see here is also, instead of American companies coming to Europe and establishing a footprint, we see the reverse trend happening now, which in some ways is a testament to the maturation of the industry in Europe.
Well, we are seeing that the EMS industry in Europe is getting mature. It's getting to its senses by realizing that if they want to play in this field, they need to follow their customers. And NewWays, you know that as well. They are having as well a factory in China, yep, where they manufacture for their customers product for those markets over there, so there's not a product coming back, but it's the demand of the customers that you follow them and you're able to grow at the same speed as they do, because otherwise you're not going to be a manufacturing partner. Right. And NewWays is doing that, and we might even in the future see further growth of European EMS companies in general, not limiting this to NewWays, European companies in growing and expanding into the United States.
Yeah, and other regions, obviously. You know, one of the things that struck me, too, is the standard equipment sets in both of them, too. Every time we spoke to them, it was pretty clear that they have kind of a standard line configuration using the similar vendors, and they do that on just about every line in their facilities and across their facilities, right?
Yeah, see, it's logic, because if you combine the different demands of the different factories, you can probably get a better price. At the same time, if you are in urgent need of a spare part and cannot get it right away from your supplier, you might have it in another factory. And on the other hand, it gives you the advantage. Some customers are very critical in how their products are being processed. And if you, for whatever reason have to change the manufacturing facility, the customer, if he accepts that, the minimum requirement, he says, well, I want to have my product manufactured on the same machines.
And I will say, at least with Cero, the if I'm not mistaken, all of the equipment vendors were German too, so they're certainly, you know, playing to the home team there and supporting the local market, which is has a lot of great high quality vendors to do, and NewWays, of course, leverage more the Dutch side with who they were using, especially for their pick and place, for their SMT equipment. So, but German companies well represented, as we would have expected going into the facilities too. Yep. So, no. I think both were very good. Let me think before we talk about tomorrow. Anything else you want to add tonight about what we saw today, or any impressions?
Well, I think we saw some two great companies over here, and well, I can only say I'm looking forward for the rest of the week. We're gonna have some more very exciting companies which we're gonna meet in the next 3 days.
Yeah. Actually, tomorrow, and let's get to that. So tomorrow we wake up after we work hard tonight, because I think both you and I both have a lot of catch up work to do tonight. But tomorrow we're starting off with Astil Flash here, just outside of Eberbach, where we are, and then we go to Prefrex in the afternoon. Anything to say about those in advance? But
no, I wouldn't say too much about them. Okay. If you are in this business, you all know that Astil Flash has become now a company of USI and in Shanghai. And Prüfrex is, compared to Astil Flash, a much smaller company, but very aggressive, and I don't know too much about their manufacturing capabilities as of now, so I'm really looking forward to learning something.
Yeah, they have an interesting history, so let's hold off on that until way after we meet with them, because I think there could be an interesting twist to a story there that we can share with our audience. So, good. Well, that's it from us here in lovely Eberbach, Germany. Please tune in tomorrow. And as always, if you see and have any questions you want to pose to us, please submit them on LinkedIn to either Dita or myself. And as we say here in Germany at the end of the day, Gute Nacht.